Good victory for us today. Playoff victories are always ones that are special. To come back in 6 days and play the Vikings. First off, I think I got to give great credit to our fans and the atmosphere here tonight. When I think about tonight's win, it definitely starts and ends with our defense. I thought they were outstanding for four quarters, set the tempo, keeping Minnesota out of the end zone. And, obviously adjusting to the quarterback change. And just the communication, the effort, run defense really stood out. Offensively, I thought we played good football, probably about the first half. We had the opportunity to score going in, coming out, but, wasn't able to knock them out of the park there in the third and fourth quarter. Special teams, I thought it was a solid job as far as the placement, and I thought our coverage teams did a better job tonight. So with that, I'll take your questions. Well, it comes down to the things we talked about during the course of the weekend here, and no different what we talked about as a football team. It was important for us to play with leverage, play with discipline, trust the guy next to you, and obviously rally to the football. Agent Peterson does a great job of extending runs, very similar to what Aaron Rodgers does in a pass game, his ability to extend pass plays. They're two very similar players, and I thought our defense was extremely disciplined. Played with great effort, although we owned the line of scrimmage, and it was a big factor tonight.
How much work did you guys do on Joe Webb this week, and did you guys end up scurrying for film here kind of at the last minute?
We didn't do a whole lot of work on Joe, but obviously it was something that was out there during the course of the week. We had a long day here as coaches, I know a number of our guys were going back and just checking things and so forth. It didn't change our game plan a whole lot, but I have to give a lot of credit to our players and our defensive coaches. Just the fact that they just stayed the course, and we played really well for a quarterback that was unscouted.
Does that kind of put you on edge a little bit, just because maybe there's a little bit of an unknown element there?
It's a game of football. You play whoever they line up with. I thought our players and our coaches adjusted very well.
What gave you the idea, Mike, that Ponder might not play, because limited participation is common.
Oh, they did a good job of keeping it under wraps. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I knew Joe Webb was going to play. That's not the case. But it didn't adjust our game plan. So our players and coaches did a hell of a job.
Did it similar enough players? Was that part of the reason why the game plan wasn't too?
Well, I think the two exceptional athletes, they make a lot of plays with their feet, so it was definitely part of our thinking.
You were asked this week about your decision to defer on the toss. Can you just talk about how that paid off for you tonight?
Deferring a coin toss, there's a couple elements to it. Number one, you obviously look at the first drive, but you hopefully have the opportunity to score going in the first half. Excuse me. And I know that you obviously have the ball coming out, so scoring going in and going out helped.
What are your thoughts on what are your thoughts on a rematch with the 49ers? The last time you played them was a long time ago.
Good football team. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, Christ, I can't even talk. So I'm sure you guys are disappointed. Oh, Lord.
Take your time.
You about done or what? What else you got?
Mike, thoughts on how is your team different from the team that started the season against the 49ers?
I mean, a lot's happened. Our coaches have done all the preliminary work on it. And, we're a different football team. We're a different football team. We're 4 weeks ago, so. We'll look at how they're doing, and I haven't looked at them. So our staff is, they've done all their prep, and we'll be ready to go.
Can you talk about the way your offense progressed? You came out trying to run and even throw, use your backs in the shorter passes, and then went down the field eventually.
I'm not sure what you asked me, Tom.
What was your game plan to come out? Was it to just take the underneath stuff?
we come out wanting to be balanced, you know, run a pass. You know, I felt like we did that, but, you know, we really didn't run the ball in the second half very well. I thought that was the big part of our you know, way we stalled and weren't able to convert first downs.
What do you think of DeJuan?
Excuse me, I'll tell you. <up. coughs> Yeah, I think DeJuan's getting better. We have confidence in him, but still, John Kuhn has been playing primary third down, so you know that probably won't change.
Two more. Did you go with DeJuan because of his performance last week?
Yes, Mike.
I know things kind of bogged down a bit in the second half, but can you just talk about Aaron's performance in the first 2.5 quarters when you guys are really humming out there?
Yeah, I thought he played very well. I mean, Aaron's very, very, very composed. Did a great job with the no huddle. You know, really, you know, had some things go right there in the second half, but I thought he played, you know, a typical Aaron Rodgers game, very steady.
Thank you.